Re'edam, but if she's for 24 hours, she kept on bleeding. She kept on bleeding. But she was in comfort. What is it, Joe? Why is it? For 24 hours, so she was in comfort, but she kept on bleeding. Why? Why is it? Well, it's very simple. I mean, one does not have to be a doctor. So I mean, very simple. As a matter of fact, I discussed it with certain doctors, and they said it's very reasonable. So she suffered some nasal if 24 hours she kept on bleeding. Why is she keep on bleeding? Why? And was comfortable. Why is she keep on bleeding? A woman doesn't bleed, she doesn't have the period, you know, when she's in labor, she doesn't have the period. So why she kept on bleeding? Because she was irritating the tissue in the walls of the uterus. Why was she irritating? Because she kept on dropping. If she kept on dropping in the 24 hours, she would have had unbearable pain. How is it she didn't have pain altogether? And she kept on bleeding. So that means there was pressure against the walls of the uterus in one spot. Pain emanates from the fact that it drops. But when something rubs in one spot against something else, then you don't have to have pain, you see. If there is dropping, then it causes pain. So remember, this is what Rashi says. In other words, so it's a riot. Havo, chindi sof saf madam, igloi milsita makishi machmas ladrasi. So how is it that for 24 hours she had no pain and she wasn't bleeding, and at 6:30 she had terrific pain and she was bleeding? So it's a raya. So it's a raya that at that time there was dropping by the baby. So it's damachos lodo, and avol kisof som natsar v'riyadam. So the question is, why did she for 24 hours see dam, constantly bleed, new dam, without tzar? Why? Apparently within the 24 hours, the baby wasn't dropping. But why was there bleeding? There was irritation of the tissue of the walls of the uterus anyway, because it was rubbing against it. But when something rubs, as a matter of fact, when something rubs in one position, it will not necessarily entail pain. But if you rub and you keep on moving, down, up, then you have pain. Then you have pain. So, have a kisof some natsav reedam, igloy milsen mikamet behoche, have a chazinam belokeishi. So what riot do you have that the bleeding that took place at 6:30 p.m. on the evening was caused by lady? Lady means dropping. Maybe there was no dropping, but there was pressure in one spot without dropping. That's not later. That's not Dama Machas Lodo. That's what Rav Hanina says, and Rav Chisda says. But that's the natural way. I mean, the baby doesn't just keep on dropping without interruption. It keeps on dropping, let's say, from here to here. Then it stays here for a number of hours, then, and it keeps on pressing against the wall of the uterus, where there is very little space, and then it drops a little more and stays at that spot, and then it drops a little more, and then finally it comes out. So melee, the question is, the pressure that takes place, the rubbing that takes place in one position for a certain time, can that be considered as part and parcel of the later process? Or the later process consists only of the pressure of the irritation that takes place in the course of the dropping, but the irritation that takes place while the fetus remains for a certain time in one position, that's not a step in later. That's the machlekes between Rav Chisda, Rav Hun, Rav Hanina, and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chanina would say, Omer Rav Nina, Moshe L'melech Sheyitzi V'chayilosof Lifonov, B'yodua Shechayilosof Shal Melechein. So in other words,
I'll give you an example.
Rav Chanina So in other words, so he says, if it is sofso mizeh umizeh, so it's domo machmas lodo. So it's the domo machmas lodo. The dama keishi machmas lado se. So chali bayude shalish lo malach. Verafchiz lo ma kolshkin di boyin no fishchayol estvei moda. Nan Reb Yeshua imei lail v'yeim tel shabu v'yeim ishe sofso natsav nadam. Time natsav nadam. So why didn't she feel pain? She suffered so much pain, so she became immune against pain. So she's not even sensitive to pain. Votum vebaunu in oktloi. In other words, she's insensitive to pain. Komashma. Tnan koshes ashlish yom misichat vasayim. Vishof samayislayit viyoldar zled vizayif. Heichadome. Ilei mekediktone elom li sholish. Bitrei bikeish vichat vishuf esake. Elav orekoma. Kosus a slice of his offs and zemize. Oish a kosus a shnine is offs and zemize. Hagzi let us be zeiv. Viti yufte de chachanune. Omelach pchane. Loy leilom kidiktone. So why does it say shleishi yom yosechad osa yehain? So bitrei bikeishi vichad bishayv sage. Loka mashmulon dafo gav di maslo kishu bishlishi. Visof some isleis. Meil afirin vachane. Now I don't want to explain the Rashi because I have done for the Omed. Okay, so we'll leave it here. Within the 40, 50 days prior to Leide, so she's Toya B'meizive. There is it. But if it's, let's say, 60 days, so then it's not considered Domo Machmas Vlodo. Because the Kosuf is that B'meizive, Domo Machmas Vlodo is Toya. So it has to be Domo Machmas Vlodo. So if it is within 40 days, 50 days, so then it's considered like Machmas Vlodo. But if it is more than 40, 50 days, it's not Dom Machmas Vlodo, so she's male. But the question is, why does the Mishnah say Chamishim Aboyim, either it's Chamishim or it's Aboyim? Hashle Chamishim Mikshie, and it's to Chiste or Aboyim Iboyim. Omar Afchizde, Loikash, kan lechelo, kan lebrio. So if she's a healthy woman, so then 40 days. But 41 days prior to Leide is male. Mashainkin, if she's a weak woman, a sick woman, so then 50 days. Now the Rashi.
Are we talking about the days she sees blood and pain, blood and suffering?
That's right. Here we have Omar Ablevi in Avlad Mitair Eloyomim Horuim Liyis Ben Zava. Now, before we go over this Gemara, I just want to refresh what we said last time, last year. It's a very important year because we discussed the Shittas Rambam in the Cheshbon of Yemei Ziven and Yemei Ziven and Yemei Nide. So all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam, say that it's not an uninterrupted Cheshbon 7-11-7-11. But in other words, when the woman starts having the period, so then the first 7 days is Yimei Nide. Then the 11 days following the actual Nidus of so is Yimei Zive. And if, let's say, she doesn't see any dam in the Yimei Zive, so then in the 7 days following the 11 days, again Yimei Nide. But suppose she sees dam in the Yimei Zive, and she sees dam 3 days in succession. Let's say, suppose the initial year when she starts having the period is on the first of the month. Let's say the first of the month. let's say, on the first of Tish. So then she's the 7 days up to the seventh of Tishrei is Yimei Nidre. Then starting with the eighth of Tishrei until the 18th, 11 days is Yimei Zivei. If she doesn't see any dam in the days from the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei, so then the 19th of Tishrei starts the cycle of Yimei Nidre again. But suppose she sees dam, and suppose she sees dam on the Yidalev Yein following the Yimei Nidre of the 7 days from the first of Tishrei to the seventh of Tishrei, so the Yudalev Yein consists of the from the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei. Suppose she sees Dam in succession, the 16th of Tishrei and the 17th of Tishrei and the 18th of Tishrei. So then she becomes a Zovik Deile. So she's Mechayeves to count Zaynikim. So according to the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, I mean the Ravid, all the Rishayim, the Rashbo, all the Rishayim except the Ramban, since she became Zovik Deile, so that suspends the commencement of the Yimei Nidre until she will have counted Zaynikim. But the Rambam Shita is different. The Rambam Shita is, it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon. 7-11. Now, so there are many kashes against the Rambam. First of all, there is the kashe against the Rambam from Gemara Mefurashes in the Erechno, there, the first of this. And then, from this Gemara, so that's what we discussed when the Gemara says here, Maya menidoso in ruin lizive vein sphira shiva ilamen afi meili doso shen ruin lizive in sphira shiva ilamen. And why is it in ilamen? Because it's yefshar, it's impossible. So in other words,
what is possible?
Please. It's impossible to count the Zaynikim, the Yimei Nidre, because once she becomes his Zovik Deile, so that suspends. We discussed it last time, I'm not going over it anymore. Please. So it suspends the commencement of the Yimei Nidre until she'll have counted Zaynikim. And the Gemara calls it Yefsha. I'm not going over that Gemara. We spent 2 hours. I'm not going over the Gemara, so you'll go over the Gemara, so you'll know. I'm not going over that Gemara again. So it's Gemara Mefureshes neged the Rambam, as Rashi says. Afim li, ma'ayim lidoso in ruin lizive de in zove alachanide ve in sfira shivo lizive ilemen doch mihave zove lo yichayla yimeide. So it's Gemara Mefureshes like the Rambam. So it's very. How is it possible that the Rambam ignored all so many Gemaras, Gemara Nirach, Gemara here, and then there's Gemara Daf Nun Dalet in Nide, the Cheshbein is there also. So the Chavizdas mentions a big Chidesh, but otherwise the Rambam is Merav Snikre. So the Chavizdas, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, but we have to say like the Chavizdas. The Chavizdas imposes a limitation upon the Shittes Rambam, and he says that the Rambam is only chilek. We have two kinds of women. There are women who have a veset kavua, and we have women who don't have a veset kavua. It seems that there has been a shinui hateva years ago, so most women had a veset kavua. Today it seems that more and more women don't have a veset kavua. It was there because menstruation is primarily psychosomatic, so because of the different habits, you know, of modern women, so there is a shinatel. So, but like this, Bizman de Rishenim, it appears that most women had a veset kavua. Today, I don't know what most, but maybe it's like 50-50, but it seems that most women today, the tendency is that most women today don't have a veset kavua. Anyway, there are two types of women. there is a woman that has a Veset Kavua, and there are women who don't have a Veset Kavua. Now, the Torah says that Zive is over that's below Eis Nidos. What does below Eis Nidos mean? Below Eis Nidos means not regular. I mean, and this is all I mean today, with all the Shinu Ateva, but that the same thing is true today, and there hasn't been such a Shinu Ateva. So when a woman has the period, so some women will bleed for 3 days, some women will bleed for 5 days, sometimes a woman will bleed just 1 day, 2 days, but that's highly unusual. Usually a woman, when she has the period, she bleeds for at least 3 days. And many women will bleed for 5 days. There are some women who will bleed for 7 days. And that's not pathological. But if a woman will bleed for more than 7 days, then she has to see a doctor. Then she has to see a doctor.
Something's wrong.
Something is wrong. Then it's pathological. That's the reason, and Ramban pointed out, that's the reason as to why the Torah says that Izove is below Eis Nidos. What do you mean, Eis Nidos? It's not regular. It's not regular. It's not regular. So I'm a mele, and by Izove, if a woman sees dam after the actual Nidus, that's the Yudalef Yei. So then it's pathological. It's below Eis Nidos. And even though it's Aloch L'Mish Misinai, but as the Ramban points out, the Aloch L'Mish Misina is based upon the Mitzias. It's based upon Mitzias. Yudalef Yeim Shebindil Nidhi. So if a woman, the initial Riyah takes place on the first of Tishrei, so then the first 7 days of Tishrei are Yemei Nidhi. Then from the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei is Yemei Zive. And suppose she doesn't see any dam between the 8th of Tishrei and the 18th of Tishrei, and this is a normal thing, but she sees dam on the 19th of Tishrei, then it's again Yemei Nidhi. Why? Because the Veset Beinoni is 30 a day, once in 30 days, because the average woman has the period every 30 days, but that's the average, but many women can have the period every 25th day. On the other hand, there are many women who will have the period every 45th day. The average is every 30th day. But it's possible that a woman will have the period every 20th day. And it's also possible that a woman will have the period every 19th day. That's why the halacha is Mishnah Sinai. And Aloch L'Mish Misinai, and even if the Teva Neodom would be Nishtane, it'll be the same Aloche. But the fact is that Aloch L'Mish Misinai is based upon the Mitzvahs. The Ramban says that it's not that I am giving time on Mikro, yes.
Is the Rishav inferring that any woman who becomes a Zavaktana should go see
what, your what?
Any woman who becomes a Fibu Zavaktana should go see your doctor immediately?
Well, I wouldn't say that, I mean, but if it continues, she has to see a doctor. First of all, he should ask, let's say, Dr. Sokol these questions. What do I know about these things? But I only know, maybe Hashmue, that if a woman has a period in the 11 days, regularly, many times, after the actual needles, so something is wrong with it. Something like, how often must she see it in order to be alarmed? That, yes, Dr. Sokol, yes, any doctor. I don't know. So, the Ramban says that the reason, and this is not just, it's not like time on mikro. I mean, the Shinim sometimes give time on mikro. All right, the Chinuch always gives time on mikro. But this is not just time on mikro. This is the halacha because the Torah calls it Biloy Eis Nidosa. So the Torah itself says that it's based upon Mitzvahs. Enoch Name, if the Teva Neodom will be Nishtane, and women will normally see, every 18th day, it'll still, the Dinah Torah Chas V'Sholom will not be Nishtane. But the fact is that the halacha is based upon Mitzvahs. So Memele the Chavizda says the Rambam Shite all these gemores in the Yerach and Daf Tes, here in Daf Lamed Zayin, in Nide, Daf Nundalad Nide, where it says that that it is on the contrary. I mean, I said Nide Daf Nundalad, it's not Nide Daf Nundalad. It's not Nide Daf Nundalad. It's the inide daf in akalas daf chavtes, not nide daf. I made a mistake. I said nide daf nidale. So it's daf chavtes inide. So all these gemores that confirmed Ramban Shite have reference to a woman who has a veset kavua. Who has a veset kavua? So, insofar as a woman who has a veset kavua is concerned, so the Chavizdah says the Rambam is made it to the Ramban. It's not an uninterrupted cheshbon. Because how can we say it's an uninterrupted cheshbon? 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. If she has a veset kavua, so mele she has a period be eis nidoso and below eis nidoso, because she has the period every 30th day. So that's her eis nidoso. So mimele there is so in order to become a zove, it has to be below eis nidoso. Below eis nidoso. Mashein kein, if a woman doesn't have a veset kavua, so then to a certain extent every rie is lo eis nidoso, because if she doesn't have a veset kavua, so that means she's regular all the time. But of course, there's a difference between the irregularity of a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. Sometimes she has the period every 30th day, sometimes every 35th day, sometimes every 25th day. And the woman who sees dam in the 11 days following the actual years, there is pathological. So the lois nidoso means that she is sick. And a woman who hasn't a veset kavua, so it's always lois nidoso, she's irregular, but it's not pathological. So the Rambam Shiti is, when the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon, 7-11, 7-11, that's only in the case of a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. So it's always really, to a certain extent, below is nidoso. So when is she a nida, when is she a zove? So that's the klal. 7-11, 7-11. Mashein kein, if she has a veset kavua, so then the Rambam is made to the Ramban that the Yudalef Yeim are only considered him a zive, the Yudalef Yeim following actual nidus, but not the Yudalef Yeim following potential nidus. When the Rambam says that it's a cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, it means even the Yudalef Yeim that follow immediately upon potential nidus is also a mezive. That's in regard to a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. But in regard to a woman who has a veset kavua, the Rambam is made to the Ramban that only the mezive consists only the Yudalef Yeim that follow upon actual nidus, and also that if she became a zovek deile, so he suspends. He suspends the commencement of the Menide until she left count as Zainikim. So Mele, this Gemara, the Gemara Daflam Choftes, the Gemara Nirach and Daftes, have reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua. And the Rambam Shite is, that is an uninterrupted Cheshm, that's in regard to a woman who has a Beset Chene Kavua. I mean, this is the Chavizdas, and without that Chavizdas Teretz, sorry, the Rambam Shiti is Merav Sinikre, is Neged Gemores. You know, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Chavizdas Teretz. Now, I mentioned that in connection with this Gemara. Omar Ablevi, in Avlad Mitayer, El Yomim Horuyim Liyiz Bem Zom. Now, there is a special aloche. Doma Machmas Atzmo, Vli Doma Machmas Lodo. That if a woman sees dam kishu in the mei zive, so then she is teiro. In the nido she is teiro, but in mei zive she is teiro. So the question is, what does it mean in mei zive? So Rab Levi says, "Ein avlad mitayer l'yomim oruim liyis b'mzov." What does Rashi say? "Romim oruim liyis b'mzovo דהיינה יודלף יאים שבנידו לנידו, אבל רוס האחרי אין תמי הנידו, כי דהום הליל במי נידו נידו. In other words, if she sees דם קישו in the יודלף יאים following actual nidos, that's you may see what mamish. So then she's there. She's there. But suppose she keeps on seeing, let's say, in the Yudalef Yeim. Now, let's say she keeps on seeing Dam Kishu in the Yudalef Yeim day after day, and then after the Yudalef Yeim, she also sees Dam Kishu. So then it's already Yeminido. So if it's already Yeminido, so she's made. That's what Rablevis is. V'rav omar afil biyomim oruim lisfir azov. Rav says, afyomim oruim lisfir azov. Ken hisri lakeishi bimei aziv o teir. Kol yimei zivo. V'yishiva achreim. Dobos ozov eshaiche. V'chi kosav rachmonet benidoso v'loi bizivoso. Dizivoso teiro ahane namekoye. Aval achashivo im yarech tmei onidem. Then, Omar Rav de Barave, Utaimed the Rav, Afil Yomim Oruim Lisfiras, Stirazov, Bimei Zive, the Leila Miteo, Achetishpe, Shai Kol Yomel Oruim Likach, Shim Tisper Shishim Vitires, Seres Hakil, Vinim Tzu Yomim Haboim Ruim Lisfire, Vodi Tanya Bimei Nide Nide, Heiched Asril Keishim Bimei Nide, Aval Asril Bimei Zive, Kol Mashi Yarech Hakeishi Teo. So that's Machlokes. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention how is the Aloche, whether it's like a Levi, or it's like a Rav, and like Rav Ad Barav, he doesn't mention. But he doesn't spell it out. But there is a Magid Mishneh who says something. Now, let's Perek Zayin. Magid Mishneh in Perek Zayin Milchus Yisurei Bi Aloch Aleph, at the end he says, Avol Hisrael b'meizive havlad mitaya kol yudalet yeim shen yomim oruim lisfir azove o lisfir astir azove uchi rav d'omar hochin v'ravad barave dim foresh lohochin v'zed as rabin. But the Ram doesn't say it. The Ram doesn't say it. Doesn't spell it out. But the Magid Mishneh assumes that the Rambam Paskins like Rav and Ravade Barave, not Rafael. But it's not mentioned Ram. That's what that's why the Mishpat says, I'm the Magid Mishpat Zayin Mechus, Be Aloch Aleph, because the Rambam doesn't say it. And how did the, where did the Magid Mishneh see that the Rambam Paskins like Rav and Ravade Barave? I don't know. But anyway, the Magid Mishneh says so.
The
Kol Yudalad Yem. No, because he paskens like Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon that only the 14 days prior to Leideh is considered labor paving. That's not machlekes. Because you have Rav Meir, you have Rav Yehuda, you have Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon. The Rambam
paskens.
In other words, all the Rambam says, now let's see Lashon Rambam. Maybe there is a deal, I don't know. Anyway, the Magid Mishneh says so. Mu'ubere she'ischilo litztayer. V'chazu chevli leide, in other words, the labor pain. V'yischel adam lotzis kidim shetilid, kidim shetilid, eise adam unikodam keish. V'yodinei imbob minigdoso areu dam nide v'arizut meyo neido. ואם בו במזיבוס הרי זה תירו שנמה בזובו דם יהיה זיבו בבשור בהשמור לומדו זיבו מחמס עצמו ולא עם מחמס ולד ובלבד שתהיל את ולד חי אבל אם הפילו עם קשר עם פולים אפילו היו אדם שיסיס וירד עם החבולים והצער יודלת יין קדם שתהילית הרי זה דם קשי ותויה אבל אם ישחיל אדם קדם הלדה ותסבוב יוים או יסר הרי זה דם זיל הרב זה פריז מדי because the Rambam says אפילו היה אדם שיסן וירד וחבול מהצער יודלת יין מפסקן וחבול זה פשימן so it's משמע we don't have to figure out is it within the Yudalef Yeim or is it in the 7 days following the Yudalef Yeim or is it beyond the 7 days following the Yudalef Yeim we don't have to worry about anything so that's only a little bit of Rav and Rav and Rav according to Reb Levi so the Rambam should say we should figure out he just says stop that's a deal alright it's a deal anyway the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly but the Magnishne says that the Rambam Shita is the Rambam Paskins like Ravada and Barad Barad. Now, one could say, but I'm not saying it, the Chavizdas Teretz is a much better Teretz, but one could say, in order to answer all the kashas against the Rambam Shita, that he made the cycles of Mili and Ziva is an uninterrupted Cheshm 7-11, and that the 11 days following potential Nidus are also in Ziva, and even when a woman becomes Yizavik Dele, so he doesn't suspend the commencement of the he may need the until she left counted, but the Agmoris Mephorash is here, Daf Lamezayin, Daf Choftes, Erechm, Daftes, how does the Rambam? What did the Rambam do with all this? So, the best teretz is the teretz Melech HaVizdas.
What is understanding
the Rambam?
He's saying that if it's not a
Vesek Kavua, he puts limitations.
But why? No, why would it
no, be because, a Vesek Kavua? Because Zive, by definition, means Loyeis Nidosa.
Okay.
So, mainly, if she has a Vesek Kavua, so how can it be an uninterrupted Cheshm if it is... If it is 11 days following potential nidus, but not actual nidus, so mele it's not loyes nidoso, so it's eis nidoso. If it is the 11 days following actual nidus, it's pathological for a woman to see dam within 11 days following actual nidus. But is it pathological? To see for a woman to see dam within 11 days following potential nidus, but she didn't see any nidus, so what's wrong with that? Let's say she saw the initial rear was on the first of Tisha, and she bled for 3 days, like the average woman. And then she bleeds So then she bleeds, let's say, on the 18th. So then it's pathological, because no woman who is in good health will have the period on the 18th after she had the period on the 1st of Tisha. But suppose she bleeds, the initial Riya was on the 1st of Tisha. And then according to the Rambam's Cheshbon, it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon. So from the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei, so is Yimei Zive. Then from the 19th of Tishrei till the 25th of Tishrei is Yimei Zive again. I'm sorry, is Yimei Nida again. Then the 26th marks the beginning of Yimei Zive again. So the Torah says that Yimei Zive means below is Nidosa, so it's pathological. If a woman had the period on the 1st of Tishrei and then she didn't see any dam until the 26th of Tishrei, according to the Rambam, so then she becomes Izovektane. And she becomes Izovektane. How can she become Izovektane? The Torah defines Izovektane or Izovekdele as pathological. Belois nidos, irregular. But if she sees the dam on the 1st of Tishrei, And then she sees again, she has the period of 26th of Tishrei. What's irregular about it? Maybe she's the kind of woman who has a cycle of 25 days, every 26 days. So how could she become Zovektane? It's not pathological. But because Zovektane, Zovekdele, by definition, means irregular. What's irregular about it? It's very regular, it's very normal. It's very normal. So the Chavisdar says, only in the case of a woman who never has a Veset Kavua. So she's always irregular. So Mele, the Lois Nidoso is defined by the uninterrupted Cheshbon of 7-11. But if she has a Veset Kavua, so you can't say she's always irregular. No, she's very regular. So if one time, she is irregular, so it has to be mamish irregular, because it's pathological. But so only if she has already counted Zayin Nikiyin, so then it's pathological. But if she hasn't counted Zayin Nikiyin, what's so pathological about it? That's what the Chazda says. Now, that's the best theory. But one could say, if one will ignore the Chavizda's teretz, and he will say that the Rambam Shite of an uninterrupted Cheshbon of 7-11 applies to all women, whether it's a woman who has a Veset Kavua or a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua, so then we have the stires from the Gemara Nirachon, Daftes, from the Gemara Daflamit Zayin in Ide, Gemara Dafchoftes in Ide. So how could we answer it? So we could say that according to the Rambam, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Levi and Rabbi. Because Rabbi Levi says, "In avlad mitayer yomim oruim li is bezovim," the 11 days following nidus. But then, after the 11 days, so she's male. And Rav says no, even after the 7 days. And once she started to see Damkeshi in the 11 days, then no matter how long it continues, it's still Ktoya. It's still Ktoya. So we could say, according to the Rambam, this is a machlekes between Rav Levi and Rav. Rav Levi holds like the Shittas Rambam. So then we'll have to say the Rambam paskens like Rav Levi, not the way the Magnishni says that the Rambam paskens like Rav and Ravade Barav. That's why I mentioned it. So we could say the all the sugyas, Daf Lamed Zayin here, Daf Tes Nirechon, Daf Chof Tes Nide, they accord with the Shita of Rav and Ravade Barav. Ravade Barav. Mashenkin, the Rambam, he paskens like Rav Levi.
And comes
in either, by the way. That's right. And Rav Levi says, "Ligabei da aloche doma machmas hasman doma machmas vlodo," which applies only to Yemei Ziv and not to Yemei Nideh. Rav Levi says only to Yudalev Yeim, but the 7 days is not. In other words, just like the Rambam Shite, then the Rambam paskens like Rav Levi. So if we are going to give this teretz, then we have to reject what the Magid Mishnah says. But the question is, but that's a big day like this teretz. I once mentioned the teretz years ago, but I came to the realization that the best teretz is the Chavizda's teretz. But then the question arises, how can Rabbi Levi be explained? According to the Ramban, how can Rabbi Levi be explained? Rabbi Levi says that in regard to the Zerzakosuv of Doma Machmas Atzmo, for the Doma Machmas Lodo, so the Alochi is only Yimei Zive she is Toya, Dam Kishu is Toya. But Yimei Nide not, so he says only the 11 days, the 11 days, but beyond the 11 days not. But that seems like the Shittas Rambam. Now the question is, why only the 11 days? So what's the Pshat and Rav Levi? What's the Pshat and Rav Levi? So the teretz is very poshut. True, according to Ramban Shite, once a woman becomes izove gdele, then it suspends the commencement of the of the Yemei Nideh until she left town to Zayinikin. But that's in the case where she's male and she becomes a Zove and she has to count Zayinikin. So then we say, if she saw, let's say, the initial Riyah was on the first of Tishrei, and then she saw Dam 16th and the 17th and the 18th, she became a Zove Gdele within the Yudalev Yain, because the 18th of Tishrei is the last day of the 11 days of Yemei Ziveh. So then it suspends the commencement of Yemei Nideh until the 26th. That's Bamedvam Amurim when she becomes a Zove Gdele. But here there is Exeris HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Hasmo, Domo Machas Vlodo, that if she sees Dam Kishu in the Yudalev Yain following actual nidus, she's still Teiro, so she doesn't become a Zove Gdele. If there hadn't been Exeris HaKosuf, so then it would suspend the commencement of the Yemei Nideh till the 26th of Tishrei. But the fact is, there is Exeris HaKosuf. So she stayed, or she didn't become a Zove Gdele. So Mele, there is nothing to suspend the commencement of the Yemei Nideh till she left town to Zayinikin. It's very simple. So what Rav Levi says is very reasonable. The question is, so why is Rav and Ravade Barave Chilik? After all, why does he say Rav and Ravade says that Afil Biyom Morun Lisfira Zavo and Afil Biyom Morun Lisfira Stira Zavo? That's all right if there hadn't been Exeris HaKosuf, the Domo Machmas Asmud Achmud Vado. So then she would become a Zove. So he says she becomes a Zove. So even the days that it's ruined Lisfira Stira Zove, so she's also the Exeris HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Asmud Domo Achmud Vado applies. But the fact is, there is Exeris HaKosuf that she's Teo. So really nothing happened here. Why should the commencement of the Yemei Nideh be suspended until she left counted Zayinikin and without a limit once it started to see the Dam Kishu as according to Ravade Barave? What's the pshat? So the answer is Ravade Barave holds, Rav and Ravade Barave hold, that since without Exeris HaKosuf she would become a Zove, and then it would suspend the commencement of Yemei Nideh until she left counted a Zayinikin. So Rav holds, so here too, in determining whether it's Yemei Ziveh or Yemei Nideh, so you have to consider as if there hadn't been Exeris HaKosuf. In determining the Yemei Ziveh and Yemei Nideh, so we have to imagine that there is no Exeris HaKosuf. What would be Yemei Nideh, what would be Yemei Ziveh? True, on account of the Exeris HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Atzmo v'li Domo Machmas Vlodo, so she doesn't become Yemei Zove. So there is no reason in the world as to why the Yemei Nideh should be the commencement of Yemei Nideh should be suspended until she have counted Zayinikin. But in determining Yemei Ziveh and Yemei Nideh in regard to the Zakosuf of Domo Machmas Asmud Achmud Vado, the Zakosuf says that in Mizive there is a loch of Domo Machmas Asmud Achmud Vado, but in Mizive not. So in determining what is in Mizive and what is in Mizive, we have to imagine as if she had been Tmeo. So if she had been Tmeo, if there hadn't been Exeris HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Asmud Achmud Vado, so then she would become Tmeo anyway. So then it would have suspended the commencement of the Yemei Nideh until she left counted Zayinikin. So now, even though there is Exeris HaKosuf, we still can apply that halacha that once she sees Dam that ordinarily would make her into Zove Gdele, but here she doesn't become a Zove Gdele, but still in determining relative to the determination when is the Yemei Nideh and Yemei Ziveh, we have to consider it as if she had been Yemei Zove. If she had become Yemei Zove, if there hadn't been Exeris HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Asmud Achmud Vado, so then the fact that she became Yemei Zove would have suspended the commencement of the That's the story of Rav and Rava de Barav. All right. Now the Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Afyom imoroim lisfiras. In avlad mitayir eloyom imoroim lis bezovet ani dalefien shemin lidide avoras achent meyonide kedamalu meyonide afyom imoroim lisfiras zovet in islaki shemiyazivetirin kolimizive vishiva achent the basa zovet shayche vichikas rachman benudosav lizivoso lizivoso teira haniname koye avlach ashivo im yarich meyoyiznide. Time the Ramah, the Havel, time the Rav, Kingdom Rav, and Achyom the Shaykh, and Pasazivitar in Rahman in Keshu, Afyomimo, Win, Listiras, Tirazove, Mizib, Leilom, Avetero, Ajitishpe, Sharikol Yomel, Win Likar, Shintispe, Shisho, Vitiris, Sarasakil, Vinimtra Yomna Boim, Win Listire, Vihodi Tanya, Biminide, but she didn't become Mizove, she doesn't have, it's not Shaykh to say, sir. Caesar, the answer is we have to consider it as if there hadn't been exercise custom. So then the Yemizive would be suspended, the commencement of Yemizive would be suspended. So now that there is exercise custom, it's also suspended. Leila mitera ajitish peshal kolomel ruin likach shintis per shisha vitiras isara sakil v'nimtza ayom aboim ruin lisvire v'oditanim minide nide yechad asl keishi minide avr asl mizive kol ma sheyarich hakeishi teirose kon travade barave. Once the damkeishi begins in the mizive, so without a limit it's she's there. So when do we say b'minide is meyo if the initiation of the damkeishi started many? Nan kamo ikishuyo that may arena boim bhamishim bishlin rab mishkachas likrava de barave, so it can cover a span of 40 and 50 days too. El Levi, how can it continue for 40 or 50 days? It can only continue for 11 days, and that's all. El Levi Kashi, Omlach Levi, Mikotonetira Bicholon, Bimide Nide Mizivetira. In other words, in the course of the 40 or 50 days, so Bimizive is there, but it doesn't mean every one of the 40. Rashi ad aboim b'chamishim b'im kushal d'ar legamrim t'ar rab meyam z'ay b'mdius b'ni n'ir o'kam rab meyam kam l'ikishuyo sh'litover l'yishayiv k'pekom u'lisfiras nikim aboim b'chamishim y'im u'mi b'chol hane aboim kishal m'yim z'ay v'mot y'minides m'yinide v'chad reshal m'zay y'minides u'mot y'mi z'ay v'isteirom. Alright, then there's another one.
So according to Levi, she's a Zava and a Nido.
No, not Hasbishon. According to Levi, in the Adalef Yehim, she's there, she's nothing. And beyond the Adalef Yehim, she becomes a Nido.
A Nido. Why is she Torah if she keeps going all 11 days?
I understand.
She should be a Zava. If she keeps going all 11 days, that means she...
So, but then the... Beyond the 11 days, the Xeris HaKosov of Doma Machvas Asma, of Doma Machvas Vlodo doesn't apply. So maybe she's a Nido. It's Yimei Nidus, so she's a Nido.
Oh, it indicates that she's not a Zava.
She's a Nido, because it's in Yimei Nido. It's in the cycle of Nido. Lishne Achine, Amre Omer Ablevi, Avlad Nitayr, Ale Yomim Oruim, Liz Ben Zovek Dele, Maitayme Domo, Yomim Rabim Ksib. So another Loshen says, Levi says another Aloha altogether. He says, Zobek Dele, Roaso, Shleisho, ריצופים בסיכת הלוויים, תירו מספירס נקים מקום, אבל רואה זו ימחות, צריך להשמיים כנגד ים, תכסיב דומה דרשינום ולנח מזלד, ביזו בגדי לקסיב, תכסיב ברוק כל יום עם רבים, ועם מושך קישור יסם החדוס היעים, שנכניס על יומים שרויים לנידו, is neo. So in other words, according to the second lotion, Lukablevi is saying another aloha. That the exercise of Kosovo, Doma Machas Asmo, Doma Machas Lodo, applies only to the Halishem Zobegdele. So if she's Dam Kishu, Bimezive, she cannot become Zobegdele, but his Zobegtana she can become. That's what Levi says. And then Rav says, Abasho, Mishmei der Avoma, Afil Yom Moroi, Nies Ben Zobegtane. In other words, so, yeah, this is very strange. Abishol was a Tane, and Rav al Rav Tane u Polik, but he is Namera, I mean, he was a Talmid Rabin HaKodesh. So how could he say Abishmol Mishmei der Rav? So Rabbi Sal Rangsburg says, Ufian is daiti tzorchima Abishol Mishmei der Rebbe, not Mishmei der Rav.
His right. Rebbe.
Mi Rebbe, Rabin HaKodesh, no? Abishol Mishmei der Rebbe omar, after Yomim or Win Lee Bizovektane, so Israeli can Reb Levi, whereas Reb Levi says that the whole halacha of Doma Machasas Machasvodo applies only to Shem Zobegdele, but Shem Zobegdele she can become even in Mezive Dam Kishu. So Abishol Mishmei der Rebbe says that it applies to Zivestan also, not only to Zivestdele. My time Yimei Vichol Yimei Hosom Ksivem. Now, you may come and say to most of me, not enough because of the Tanavish and the Chilton, which might be the price. Nan Kamoi Kishuyom. Or maybe we'll just first we'll go over the tastes and then we'll go over the Ravade Barave Omar, Afyomi Moruin Lisfira Stira Zivosa. Vim Tema Mahesi Faldivera. Hol Rav name o ruin li sfira hayne zayin yomi macha yudalev yei vi oz maschile is yudalev achere vi oz maschile is yudalev achere shehem yemezive vim kein li didei name leilom kei shimitaya. In other words, from the Gemara it's mashma that one could say like Rav and not with Ravade Barave's extension of the Rav. It seemed possible to say something other than Ravade Barave. Once we accept Divrei Rav, some mele we have to say like Ravade Barave. Because he says, because Mahe Sipal Divrei Rav, Hol Rav Name Oruin Lisfire, Haine Zayin Yomi Macha Yudalev Yeim, Vi Oz Maschilim Yudalev Acherim. Because Rav says that the 7 days following the Yudalef Yeim, so is also considered as Yimei Zivo. Mimele after the 7 days, so it's already the new cycle of 11 days. So it's again Yimei Zivo on its own merit. So what's the Chiddush? V'oz maschilas Yudalef Acherim sheYimei Zivo v'mikein l'yidei nam leilam keishi mitaya v'yesh leima Deninido achi yavru shivas yime asfiro acha yidalef. Vimroas oz avikeishi istneo lerav. Ul ravade teiro. De ruin lisfira stira zevoso. So this mentions a chidesh. So Tesi says, that's in line with what I said before, we as the Kashi, according to the Ramban Shita, which that is the Shita of most Rishonim, and even the Rambam, so Havzda says, he's masking in regard to Imum and Vezi Veset Kavua. So the question is, how does Reb Levi say that only Yudalef Yei? The answer is very simple, because true that if a woman becomes a Zovek Dele, so then he suspends the commencement of Nida. If she becomes a Zovek Dele, but here there is Exeris HaKosuf, that she doesn't become a Zovek Dele, so Mele, he doesn't suspend the commencement. So what's the pshat in Rav? Rav's pshat is that in order to determine in connection with Damkeshi, when is he Mizive, when is he Nide, we have to imagine as if she did become Izove, even though she doesn't become Izove, but without Exeris HaKosuf, she would become Izove. Then it would have suspended the commencement of the Yeminide until she'll have counted Zayinikim. So Mimele here too, even though she doesn't become, but we still have to imagine as if she became Izove Dele. There's the Pshat and Rab. So this is what Teisa says. Teisa's kasha was Mahesif Aldiv Rav. Hol Rav name Ovin Isfirain Zayin Yom Machi Yidal Vyeim. Vyoz Maskulis Yidal Vachirim Shem Yisive Vim Kein. So then it starts the new cycle of Yidal Vyeim and its own merits. So Teisa says no. But here, what the lomdes of Rav? Actually, Rav Levi is right. Why should the Zayin Yeim after the Yudalef Yeim be considered as Meizive? After all, she didn't become Izovek Dele. So she didn't become Izovek Dele. So it should So it's considered as Yemeinide. Why is it still Yemeizive? So the answer is because in determining what is Yemeizive and what Yemeinide, so we have to imagine as if she did become Izovek Dele. So then she wouldn't start the cycle of Menide until she'll have counted 7 clean days. So here too. When can the cycle of Menide commence? Only after she'll have counted 7 days. So Mele, there is no kashe after the 7 days, so it's the new Yudalef Yemeiziv again. It's not the new Yudalef Yemeiziv again, because we have to treat it as if she had become Izovek Dele in the Yudalef Yem. So Mele, that suspends the commencement of the Yemeinide until she'll have counted 7 days. So then the 11 days, so after the termination of the 7 days following the Yudalef Yem, so it's not the new cycle of Yemeizive. It's just the beginning of the Yemeinide. So that's why, according to Rav, so she's Tmeo, and according to Rav Adi Bar Rave, she's still Teiro because of the aloha of being Seisa. That's what Keshe says. So according to Levi, when is Damkishu Toyer? Only in the first 9 days of Yudalef Yeim, because in the first 9 days she can still become Izovek Dele. In other words, if she'll see Dam on the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, so Mimele the Gzeiros HaKosuf applies. But suppose she sees Dam on the 10th and the 11th, she couldn't even become Izovek Dele, because the third day would already be beyond the 11 days. So it couldn't be Mitzuref to the 3 days in succession in Mizir. Avul Yud V'Yidalev Din Ruin Lassin Ben Zoved Afil Roasu Afil Gam B'Yidveis Ein El Nide, because the Yidveis is already Yimeinide. V'Rav Meisif Yomim Ruin Lisfire Kein Asiri V'Yidalev וחמיש יומים אחרי כן, אבל שני יומים משיב ימי אחרינים, אם רואה שבם תמיה לרב, ורבה דמייסי ואף איסם שני יומים מנמצא קולתם. So according to the Rach, here's another פשט in the Gemara. So ממילא, we is the Kashi. How is Rav Chilik and Rav Levi? How does Rav say that even the Damkisha takes place in the 7 days following the Yudalef Yom Yomim of Yimei Zive, so it's also Teo. But how is it Teo after the that's already Yimei Nide 7-11, so it's already so it's already Yimei Nide. The answer is why is it Yimei Nide? Because there's a Zakos, if he doesn't become Izovik daily. And so what's that's Reb Levi's svare. In other words, even though it's already Yimei Nide, but since she did not so he says some male Reb Levi says it is Yimei Nide, and Rav says we have to consider it as if she had become Izovik daily. So Mele suspends the commencement of Minide. And Reb Levi says, no, we don't consider it as if she had become Izovik, because there's a Kosov, she doesn't become Izovik. That's according to Rashi's Pshat. So Rav says that. But according to Rav Hananel's Pshat, there is no Mokir in the Gemara that Rav says that even though she doesn't become Izovik Dele, it is considered as if she had become Izovik Dele. So Mele, it means according to Rav Hananel's Pshat, everybody agrees that the aloha of Doma Machmasas Dasun Lado applies only to the Damkeshi that takes place in Dalef Yom, but not to the Damkeshi that takes place in the Zayin Yomim after the Dalef Yom, because that's already Yimei Nide. But according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a special aloha that we have to consider it as if she had become a dealer. But according to Chavanel Pshat, there is no such halacha. Liz ben Zovek Dele. So Rashi in our text says that according to Reb Levi, the whole Zos HaKosdom Machasastam Zblado applies only to Zivus Delo, not to Zivus Tano. But Tesla said a different gears in Rashi. Rashi Pirish Lafuke Yud V'Yudalef So, according to Teisves, Gilsi in Rashi, it's probably another Madure. So, Rashi's Pshat in Reb Levi in the second Loshen is the same as the Rach's Pshat in Rav in the first Loshen. But the Rach couldn't explain it that way. So he explains it in the second lashon. V'rach pirish la'afuke yim rishen v'yim sheni shel yudalef din yoruya adayin li yizavik dele yim leitira yim gimel. I think I don't want to go over the next Gemara for penis and everything, so you'll have to wait for mincha. So we'll leave it here. So it's a kashe against Reb Levi and it's in the second lashon, so it's not Rav, but it's Avishol Mishmei Rebbe. So the Gemara says Mikotone Teira Bikulon cautious of Menidos or Nido, Mizivosate, or it doesn't mean all the Rabban Hamishin Yain. Within Abuin the Hamishin Yain, fire to lay there. So the Mizive, the Mizive is toy. Tani, Hoyor Mea, Amy Ayesh Maksha. Yesh Mikasha, Kuf Nun Yun, 150 days. Vein Zivela then, and she cannot be, and she doesn't become Izovik Dale. How was the Chesh? Kesach, Shnayim Bileis. 2 days she bled Mezivosa. And then Shivanida. Then the cycle of the Imanida. So she couldn't come. And she couldn't become Israel there. So you have nine. And then Shnayim Shalacha Anida. Against the Mezivosa. So Shnayim Shalacha Anida. So we have nine. And then is the Hamish, it's 11, I mean 11 days. And then Hamishim, because the Meikishu. And then she's stay off, according to Rav Meir. I mean, in the.
She bled all this time?
Yeah, she bled all this time. So so she stay off. The Hamishim. So we have 11, we have 61. Shavlat Mitaya, Ushmenim, and then when she gave birth to Nikevo, so the Shmenim Yei, so there is no Yimei Ziva in that. I mean, the first 14 days, so she's near anyway, but a Zovik Deli she cannot become. So, and then you have 66, so it's 80 days. 61 plus 80 days, so it's 141. Then the cycle of Yemidah started, so it's 148, right. And then the cycle of Mezivah 2, so it's 150, but she still didn't become Zavik Deli. Amulei, that's what Meir says. Im kein yesh mikasho kol yomel vein ziva ilaben. In other words, she will. If she has a miscarriage, of course she couldn't have a flood, you know, after 80 days. But a miscarriage she could have after 80 days, and then so the Rabbonon held that the halacha that amkeishi istoyer applies to a miscarriage too, not only to a real flood, but even when a woman has a miscarriage, so if she sees Dambikei, she's in the Mezivo Historia. But Amalahen, my dad Tayachamish Mifoli, main Keshon Mifoli. So there's the Machlaikis between the Rabbonon and the Meir, whether the Aloha that Dambikei, be Mezivo Historia, whether it's limited only to a Dambikei of real labor when she gives birth to a viable baby. But if she has a miscarriage, then the halacha of damkeishi toya doesn't apply. So Rav Meir holds no in keishi info. Now let's see the Rashi. Kasher itavaye damos of the loktanu with mitai avlad avon yachachay and tomei bimeizive bimarkedis and markedis lei yesh mikasher shirei kufnayim ritzufim. Veins of Aila Ben, Veloishet Mikashi Kononye. Kisa Troas of Base Bilays, Bilays the Doso, Hayedal of Yomim, Shalachani Doso, Shehim Ezivo, Veins of O Achitiroben, Gimurit Sufi. Vimros, a Schneim be safe and Kitirli Mocha have a Pesach on the Doso. So then it's not Mitsure. Vimitsaref Lizive, Elkras Nidave. Vihold Shiva Tianido, Aritas Yamurit Sufi. ושניים שלך הנידו שהן מיודע לפשול מזייף וכל כמה לך זה גימו מזיב אלה וזווה הרידע לפריצופים וכושר זה 50 ויחלו because April only 40 days ואמרים לי בחל 50 הרי סמך אלף 61 וביין סמך אלף יולד נקבו ואפילו ראה כל שמינו שכן בקם את זווה the first 14 days so she's may anyway but it's over she doesn't become. And then 60 days, she stay on the gamma. Vahashmeim avet chlas nide. So it's already 141 days. And then if she sees dam, so she starts the zayin nide. So it's 148. Hari meyo memchez, ushnaim shlacha nido vitifseik, haru aso kufnun ritzuvim veine zove, avon tirieseir. She'll see 3 days, so then she'll become a Zavik Deli after the 140 days of bleeding. And she didn't become a Zavik Deli, then she'll see for 3 days in succession, she'll become a Zavik Deli. דבלי גיל החנידה וחמישלת מצייר, הנחמיש יש לו כפני השמיינים, אם כן יוחש ושמיינים של ניקייבו, so you can have an uninterrupted session, she'll keep on having miscarriages every 80 days. So then Minele, and she'll see them cases, she'll call your male, she will not be there. In Kerash, when the cave is, Mikash Reilam, when he's over, in Tiferes, Lid, Dalas, on the cave, or Misa Perez, or Shev Shmeinim, she will need a Shnaim, and Han Nida, or Mikash Hamish, and Chizeres, and my person, Kiva Reilam, or Mugab Meyam, and Rashi, and he's fallen, and he's not, in Kerash, he'll be falling on the NFL, Mitaya Kishurei, Vanam de Vladi, Slikei, she come out in on. Alright, now. Tone Rabbanon, Yeish Reyem Eyein, Veinzi Veleben. There is a possibility a woman should bleed for 100 days, and she still doesn't become a Zavik Dele. Kesat, Shnai Bleis, Vishiva Nido, so it's 9. Ushnai Shlachan Nido, is 11. Ushmenim Shelni Keva, so is 91. Vishiva Nido, 98. Ushnai Shlachan Nido, so it's 100. My kamashla fukiman domar efshalipsazatevek bilidam kamashlon de efshalipsazatevek bilidam eish kamashlipsazatevek di lo efshar. If we say lo efshar, the question is whether it's possible to have a lady abeshti without them. So kamashlipsazatevek bilidam din lo efshar havlizove kishiyol dachashnayim. So he says, a male, and she stay off. But what happened on the following day? She didn't see any that. Because if she did, some male, if we say, so on the following day, so she must necessarily have bled. So male, she becomes is of a daily, but this time it holds that if shall lips as I can believe them, if I can them damn daily, if shall be so big, shall I have a snag, shall I have a needle, that will be later, shlishi, we have a hose, a kid, them lady, so I can have a resolve, hoil, of like Keishi, roa some. Now the taste is. My diet is in the fall. Tame the love in the fall. Motsino Lashki Huche Yesamik of Nun. King Yehud Vecheski. The sons of Rabchi. And they were twins. But it was an unusual twins. I mean, this is something that probably happens once in centuries. But it happens. And it happened there. In other words, usually when there's a twin, so there's an interval of half an hour, a few hours. But here, there was an interval of almost 2 months. In other words, a twin, it wasn't an identical twin, of course, but an unidentical twin. So one was developed in 7 months, and one was developed in 9 months. And the Gemara says, on Amud Beis, that the whole machlekes, whether Yeledes L'Mkutoyin, is only in Betes, but Ben Zion is certainly Yeledes Mikutoyin. And we learn it out from Shmuel. So Hano gave birth to Shmuel after 182 days. So it was just the beginning of the seventh month. So one was born after 182 days, and one was born after 270 days. So there was such a difference. That's very rare. Tame loving from Matsilashkanis Mifnun. Kin Yehuda Bicheskiye, the Achara Vladasheni Tispe, Shmenim Lin Kevo, Vishiva Yomim Lin Nido, Ushne Yomim Achrikain. So, in other words, in that interval between 182nd day and the 270 days, so So it was Dam Keishi. Somebody released there. Well, it's not called Yomel, but Yesamikufnun Ye Yomi. So why does the Gemara say in Keishi in falling? But without Nefolim, even a regular birth, viable baby, so it's possible more than 150 days. Because the Indian of Yudhi Vecheskia is very rare. Vim Tema. Vale Bilei Keishim Ishkachas Kol Yomel Shelet Heizov Kegen Shei Piloach HaPelin Kevo Vizayin Lenido Ubeiz Yomim Achal Nido Ubishlein Bissamuch Gabi Yishrei Kuf Yomim Ikele Meimar Dibifuchat Bad Meir Inamed Ben Kayome Aval Hoche Meir Ben Nifolim Mikorin Keishim Nifolim Some Meile. So Ichayach that should hezor zovo if she's mapeles achapel in kevo v'zayin nido beiz yomim achar nido v'yesh leima v'loimayre b'yeldes b'loi kishu that it doesn't deal. So Teis Iskashi was the Vraise is only telling us tziurim of a number of days where she is yeledes b'lei kishu, but without kishu the Vraise is not interested in telling us. Rav Yehuda Eimer Dayo Shait Tayo Chadosh Tanya Rav Yehuda Eimer Mishum Ratzalfen Dayo Chadosh. Now this is a very complicated piece of Gemara. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends. If the Dam Keishi took place in the ninth month, so then it's Toya. But if it took place not in the ninth month, it's not Toya. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda imam mishum Rabbi Tarfon Daya Chadosh. V'yeish v'dover l'hokil l'ach. Keita. Koshis of Shnayim b'seif Shmin. The echod bitchilash shi, vafil bitchilash shi yoldo arizil elbzeif. According to Rabbi Yude, it all depends how many days of the 3 days that she bled were in the ninth month. So koshis of Shnayim b'seif Shmini. If 2 days she bled in the eighth month, and the third day was in the ninth month. Now let's see the Rashi. Pomim shemitaya klum, pomim shemitaya chidesh imechot. Harilez eif heil v'reiv ziva bishmeini habi. Shein havlat mitaya. The vlad is only, it's only toy here. If the bleeding took place in the ninth month, but suppose there are 3 days to make her Zohar daily. 2 days were in the eighth month, and 1 day, the third day, was in the ninth month. Since the majority of the days, the 2 days, were not in the ninth month, so the blood is not retired. Shadinon chadyeme bosatrein barizov vafilo. Koshes so shnayim b'seif shmini, v'yecho b'tchil ashi, v'afilu b'tchil ashi yod. Even though she gave birth at the beginning of the ninth month, so you could say that this is really Doma Machmas Lodo, because the, even though the ninth month there is only one day of the 3 days, and two in the 8th month, but she was Yoldo in Mish Somuch to the bleeding in the 9th month, still since the 2 days, the majority of the 3 days, were in the 8th month, so the blood is not mitaya, so she's nail. But feel bit klashi all the others yet we say she's nail. Avil koshi so your mechot be safe shmini. If the majority of the 3 days of bleeding were in the 9th month, koshi she mechot safe shmini. Ushtayim bit klashi va feel be safe she yoldo ain't the your letters be safe. If she was one day was in the 8th month, and 2 days were in the 9th month, even though there was such an interval between the bleeding on the 9th month and the lady, is so then it's considered Doma Machmas Lodo, and she is Toya. Now let's see the Rashi. Vafil b'sif chi yolda vafal kati chi kuli b'shifi. So here Rashi mentions a certain chiddush. The afal gav dichi kulei b'sheifi chus mishne yomim ein ze yiledes b'zeif b'vat shalei tira dam ein ze yiledes b'vat shalei tira dam b'mei ha-sheifi v'le aminon kidin d'sheifi somech leide nitameno b'dam ha-keish dike sova rab yude shipurego kelei ma'achide shal chi geremes lides avlad dimechayel havez man leide hilkach כל אדומים שראה בביקשי אינו אלו מחמס הבלט אף על גבדי כשופה בסלעי ואפילו בתחילה שיהיה הווה מחמס הבלט דיקסובה ילדס ליטס ילדת בגבותוי. So there is one חידש in Russia that the Gemara doesn't mention, and many רשנים החילק. This the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara only says ואפילו בסייף ואפילו קושי שגם יחד בסייף שמיני ושתיים בתחילה שישי ואפילו בסייף שישי יולדו. The Gemara says is אין זו יולדת בסייף, but the Gemara doesn't say אף על גב דשי כולי בישוף. That's a chidesh. After all the other Tanoim say that if there was a misles or a Laila V'yeim whatever בישייפי, so then she's not here. מייך התאיס את רבי יהודה ישראל יקרת Meirateise. Rabbi Yudah Shite is that Aloche of Dam Keshi is Toyer is only if the Dam Keshi takes place in the 9th month. But in regard to the Aloche, that if there is a misles, of Sheifi, of comfort, so then she's Meir, because that determines that the bleeding that took place before the misles of Sheifi was false labor pain. Meichatei said that Rabbi Yehuda is chelik on it. But Rashi says, because Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the fact that the 2 days out of the 3 days of bleeding took place in the 9th month, and everything else doesn't count. But the Arishenim are chelik. Now let's see. Rashbo is chelik and Rashi. Keisat, it seems that most Rishayim are chelik and Rashi. Rashi mentions the big chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the important thing is the fact that the bleeding took place in the ninth month, 2 days out of the three days of bleeding took place. Everything else doesn't count. The other aloha, that if there was a misless of comfort after the damkeishi, so that determines retroactively that the damkeishi was false labor pain. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agreed with it. Let's see the Rashba. Kesas koshes shnayim misei shmini v'yachod b'tchlashi v'afil b'tchlashi yoldo harizi yolev b'zei pireish l'fish hakele l'chacharov v'afal pishal. Even though she becomes a zobe with 3 days of bleeding in succession, but the majority of the 3 days, the 2 days determines l'fish hakele l'chacharov v'afal pishal nasa zobe l'bitziru v'yimechot shal chedeshi kivim sherei v'riyosa b'shmini hoiso. Being glad, Mr. Lotzi sell the Hodoshe, Shmam no high love dam Kishi Shavlat, the Ilkaha fill yold the Pitlashi, Kalema shall be soft so cloud. Not like Rashi. Rashi says, I feel soft so the whole month. So she's still tail. As long as there are 2 days of bleeding, Bikeshi, in the ninth month. So he says, no, you claim I shall be soft so cloud. Ashi Yoldo, Harizi Lenis Bizev, Aval Kochashi Machmisishmini, Ushnaishin, Vitrashi, Aval Pishi Sla Keishi, Kim Hadosha in Zurayoshi Keishi, Shalimahavlado, Kim Sharif Yosuke Hadosha in Zurayoshi Bizev, the Aval Pisho Yoldo Bizevchi, Kalima Bain Shiold Miyad, Bain Shari Hakeishi, as if she Aval himself have been dying. Vafil Rosso Dambi Shafi, Harizi Lenis Bizev, Shah Shafi. This din by the other Tanoim, that if there is a sheifi for a misless after the keishi, that determines that the dam keishi is not real dam keishi, it's false labor pain. So that is true in Malibe de Rabiude. The Rabiude Keaboim did she. So he says, just we passed like Rabbi Yisrael and Reb Shimon, that 14 days, but 14 days within the lady, then it's considered amkeish. If it's 15 days prior to lady, it's not amkeish. But even if it is within 14 days, as long as there is comfort for a misles, so that is mivatil retroactively the amkeish. Why shouldn't the same thing be true a little bit of computer? Hagazi let us be safe, shall we know so Kahomim Zmano Litrila Sakesh, Vichin Kosaf Mira Ravravni Eni.
How does he go do with the Philippine she yelled?
No. In other words, when there was no comfort for Miss Les.
So it was continuous
pain? Yeah, she continued to have pain. She was in pain for the duration of the month. She was in pain. What?
What's the Chiddush?
What do you mean, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it depends upon the 2 days of bleeding ninth month. That's the Chiddush.
Other than if she would have had 2 days of koshi and
in the eighth month
and then the rest koshi, she would.